And good morning and welcome to Tom Harris USA, episode number 62. This is Tom Harris in Chicago, Illinois, and it is cold and New Year's Eve-y out there today. It is, in fact, New Year's Eve today as I record this. I'm recording a little bit later than I had anticipated because the show is supposed to actually be posted today, but, you know, it's been crazy here. My best friend is visiting from Finland, and if I don't talk about that later in the program, I'll definitely talk about that next time, because that's been fun so far. But this is sort of my end of the year roundup. Now, way, way back, and when I say way, way back, I'm talking back in episode number 11. And you can go back and listen to episode number 11 on the site. It's still there. That's one of the ones that has not been archived as of yet. So, by all means, if you want to go back and listen to that show, I made 10 psychic predictions for 2009 and 2010. Now that is, of course, you know, we're at the halfway point now. This is actually the end of 2009. And the predictions I kind of have until the end of 2010 for them to come true. However, there are some of the predictions were specific to a particular part of the year. And I did that quite deliberately. So we're gonna go ahead, I'm gonna go ahead and play these clips from Tom Harris USA, episode number 11. Now, if you want to hear these clips in context, like I said, you can go back and listen to the original. And actually, maybe that could even be a good idea to do that, to go back and listen to the show first. Because what I do in that program is I talk about psychic predictions in general and in the context of me making my predictions for the next year and a half. So we're going to go ahead and play the clips from Tom Harris USA episode number 11. But what I'm not going to repeat here is that in the context of that show, I was explaining how psychics made predictions and specifically how they would structure their predictions to make people think that they're going to be, you know, coming true, that they're plausible, and, you know, how they use wiggle words and how they use, you know, a logical, you know, construct to kind of, no matter what happens, that they could be construed to be correct. And I'm actually holding myself to a bit of a higher standard than a psychic would. Because the psychics are gonna jump through hoops to try to make you think that they got their prediction right, even if they're dead wrong. And I'm not gonna do that, but I will say that so far I'm not impressed with the track record of the psychics. We'll go over this later. But anyhow, I'm going to go ahead and play the clips from Tom Harris USA number 11. I'll make my commentary on each prediction as we go. So here we go with our 2009 psychic prediction roundup. Here are my 10 psychic predictions for 2009 and 2010. From the world-esteemed psychic, Tom Harris of Tom Harris USA. Number 1. The U.S. economy will continue to improve throughout 2009 and 10, but there may be bumps in the road as progress will not always be as steady as people would like. Okay, so far on prediction number 1 is a hit. So that is a positive in the column. And this is one of those, though, that really we can't know the end result until the end of 2010. Generally speaking, the economy is improving. Certainly as far as the stock market goes, the stock market is going gangbusters, and people are, you know, if you go strictly by that standard, the economy has begun to improve quite a bit. However, that isn't the end of the road. There's still a lot to go, I am still confident. I'm going to stand by the prediction, of course, and say that the economy will continue to improve onward into 2010. So let's count that one as a hit, generally speaking. Number 2. Tensions will continue to increase between the U.S. and North Korea, and also between the U.S. and Iran. However, there will be no invasion of the U.S. of these other countries. Okay, so prediction two is also well on track to be true, though, again, we have to wait until the end of 2010 to really know for sure. I am anticipating, of course, that there will not be an invasion of either North Korea or Iran in 2010. So far, so good for that. Item number three. I see Lindsay Lohan suffering a major nervous breakdown at some point in the latter part of 2009, and may actually end up in rehab again. So this was the first of the predictions that I made that actually were tied to a specific time period. And in fact, item number three was a hit. And item number three is actually done now. We don't need to revisit this one at a later date. Lindsay Lohan did in fact have a nervous breakdown in, I believe it was July of 2009, where she collapsed in the corner at a nightclub and was babbling incoherently. And I did actually spoke about this on a previous episode of the program. So in fact, this is a hit. It's a solid hit. Number four, scientists will discover real evidence that extraterrestrial life may exist. Okay, so this is one of the more weaselly of my predictions, because there's a lot of qualifiers in it, like extraterrestrial life may exist. And of course it's very vague, which is what you are going for when you're going for a psychic prediction. But in fact, there have been some very interesting developments this year so far in the field of exo-Earths and, you know, actually finding Earth-like planets outside of our solar system. There have been a raft of them discovered this year. And in fact, there was one recently discovered that has a large amount of water on it, which of course is very amenable to the formation of life. So it's very possible that we've discovered evidence that ETs may exist. But again, it's a pretty weaselly prediction, but I'm going to go ahead and mark it anyway as a hit provisionally. And at the end of 2010, we'll revisit it and see if in fact there was anything more to this. But that one's looking pretty good for 2010 as well. Number five. An actor involved in the Star Trek franchise will die before the end of 2010. So number five was actually one of the first predictions to come true, and this was inequivocally true as of this summer. We had three Star Trek actors die this year. Ed Reimers, who played Admiral Cartwright on the original series. He was featured in the episode The Trouble with Tribbles. Henry Gibson, he's more better known for Laugh-In and other comedic type shows in the 1960s. However, he did appear as a guest star on an episode of Deep Space Nine in 1999, or it might have been 1998. And Richard Carlyle, who was a utility player over at Paramount, he died on November 15th of 09. He was featured in the Star Trek episode, The Squire of Gothos. There actually were a couple of others, so this one is a solid hit. And again, we don't need to revisit this, though I do expect that there will probably be others of that generation to go in 2010. That will remain to be seen, but that's certainly a hit, a very solid hit for prediction number five. Number six. Secret evidence will long suppressed will emerge showing genealogical links between most of the U.S. presidents. Could this be a conspiracy of power? So prediction number six was actually the first of my predictions to come true. Now, in fact, I knew when I made the prediction, and I talked about this back in episode 11. You can go back and I discussed it a little bit there. This I knew to be true before I even made the prediction. Because it is true that most of the U.S. presidents can be linked genealogically. And this has not changed actually in the last year since I made this prediction. And in fact, I knew when I made the prediction that it was in fact the case. So, prediction number six has always been true. And no, it's not a conspiracy of power. You know, you throw that in there to titillate your listener, you know, to make people think. But it is in fact true, because in New England in the 1700s, it had a very small population and there was a lot of intermarriage between families. Genealogical links are one of those things. It's very, very easy to draw genealogical links where they exist, and especially in a well-documented, well-researched population such as 1700s, New England. And a lot of the families were connected, whether they were connected directly or connected through, you know, two or three degrees of separation, you know, they were nonetheless connected, as are most people in the world. So this is in fact, you know, one that I knew to be true from the very beginning. It's kind of a dirty trick, but, you know, psychics do that. So it isn't, outside of the realm of possibility. Anyway, number six is a solid hit. Pope Benedict should probably be watching his health sometime towards the middle of this year and all the way through January of 2010. I foresee certain health problems emerging, and he could even die. This was, in fact, the second of my predictions to come true over the last year, so this one is a solid hit. Pope Benedict has had a couple of health problems this past year, and most notably in August, he fell while at the Papal Summer Palace and broke his wrist. So even within that amount of time frame that I gave for his health problems, being the kind of the middle to latter part of 2009, it was pretty specific, but you know, it's not a big stretch to think that a man in his 80s might have health problems. And in this case, he did. He fell down and broke his wrist. So number seven was a solid hit. And of course we have all of 2010 for this 80 plus year old man to have other health problems to even reinforce this. So there you go. Number eight. Or is that number nine? No, it's number eight. Scientists will have an incredible stem cell research breakthrough. Something involving regrowing body parts. This is a really interesting, and it is a hit, but I'm going to kind of clarify that a little bit and say that it's kind of a half hit. Because there have been some really, really interesting stem cell research breakthroughs in the last year. And one of them has involved the restoration of eyesight to people who have had their eyes damaged by acid attack, or, you know, by getting substances in the eye. And they have used stem cells to actually be able to restore people's vision, even after a very long time. I was reading an article the other day about somebody who had been blind in one eye for something like 12 years. And had been restored by stem cell therapy. So there is a lot of research being done in the field right now. Now, the only reason why I'm not counting this as a hit is because they didn't actually regrow the guy's eye. They're using the stem cells to restore his vision. So in a sense to help regenerate the eye a little bit. But I think it's just a matter of time. I think that this is one of those things that we're definitely on track. So provisionally I'm going to call this a hit, but for the moment, it's not 100%. Now any psychic would probably say, here, I predicted that. Yeah, here it is. But I'm going to be, you know, like I said, I'm holding myself to a little bit of a higher standard than most psychics would. So here we go. You know, that is the prediction. It provisionally is true. We do have to the end of 2010. I did read something, last year before I made the prediction where they were thinking that they would be able to regrow ears and things like that. So that didn't come out of nowhere, but it is interesting. So that looks good for 2010. So we'll see. We will have a very busy hurricane season in the Gulf of Mexico this year. There may well be more than one major storm. Now, when I made this prediction last year, and I think it was in May when I made this prediction, I really did think that we were going to have a very busy hurricane season. That was sort of on track with predictions that had been made by people last year about this time that they were expecting a busy hurricane season. However, this is my first really kind of unequivocal miss. You could kind of finesse this because we did have one major storm in the past year, which was Hurricane Bill, which smacks Nova Scotia. And there were a couple other named hurricanes. However, 2009 was slightly below average as far as how busy the hurricane season was. They had 11 storms, 8 named storms. So that's actually a bit below average. So unfortunately, because I'm holding myself to a higher standard, I will have to say that I was wrong on this one. This was just a flat-out miss. But that's interesting that this is the only one where it has been a flat-out miss. And this was, you know, quite understandably, this was one I was really expecting to get right. So you never know when it comes to these predictions. But anyway, yeah, we had a slow hurricane season. In fact, probably one of the least damaging as far as, you know, property loss and so forth of the past few years. But of course, you know, meteorology and you know, predicting hurricanes is not an exact science. So we'll see what happens. Unfortunately, the prediction was for 2009 and not for 2009 and 2010. So I kind of boxed myself in inadvertently here because I really probably should have specified that, you know, the end of 2010 would be the indicator of how busy this is. So if in fact we have a busy hurricane season in 2010, I could claim a hit. Unfortunately, I didn't think that out very well, and therefore 2009 is pretty much it. And finally, number 10, proof will be discovered that fairies actually exist. And of course, wrapping up the predictions, I had to come up with one that was really ridiculous, because a lot of the psychics will do that. They'll come up with something like, Atlantis is going to rise from the ocean this year, and they'll you know, make this sort of ridiculous prediction. They do it to please their fans. And they don't really have any real expectation of these things coming true, and so is the case with this. Though, it depends on kind of what you mean by fairies, doesn't it? You know, you could actually kind of argue that this is true as well. I know fairies. But anyway, no. I don't expect this one to come true in 2010 either. So that's it. That wraps up. So that's going to be a miss. I'm going to count that as a miss, or provisionally a miss. So as you can see, now I've made these 10 predictions. Now, I made an 11th prediction. I think I made the 11th prediction in the show after this one. My 11th prediction was that I was going to have 7 of the 10 correct. I would have 7 of them true. Now, it is too soon to know, because we have some that we can't really tell until the end of 2010. But I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 of the predictions so far correct, which is pretty darn good, you know, considering I predicted I was going to get at least 7 of them right. It does look as though I'm going to have at least 8 of them right, though you never know. There's still the potential there that I might only have 7. But I have definitely 4 that are without a doubt hits. And then another 4 that are sort of provisional hits, because we don't know what's going to happen in 2010. And of course, I have 2 misses. So that's the roundup there, and it's looking pretty good for me. Now, let's look at the predictions that other psychics have made for 2009, and let's see if we can get a sense of how their track record looks so far. Here's a psychic from the UK. This is Craig and Jane Hamilton Parker. They did 10 predictions. I'm going to just kind of go through them fairly quickly. Number 1, there will be an assassination attempt on Barack Obama. That did not happen. There will be serious tensions within Europe as the euro free falls, with both France and Germany threatening to leave. That has not happened. Gordon Brown will be forced out of office and an early election will be called. That has not happened. A number of Church of England bishops and senior ecclesiastical leaders convert to Catholicism, simultaneously threatening to undermine the very existence of the Church. That has not happened. There is a worldwide rekindling of socialist ideals and a major swing back towards communism in Russia. That has not happened. There will be a major terrorist attack in Dubai. I don't think that's happened. Not sure about that, but I'm pretty sure that hasn't. There will be a serious pollution problem in France. Well, that's kind of hard to predict, isn't it? I mean, you could predict, you could even say that there's pollution problems everywhere in the world. Also, a dam will burst in the Far East, maybe China. That has not happened as far as I can tell. Britain sees many of its top companies go bust, and in particular, holiday firms, aviation companies, and the building companies. Don't know about that one, but it does, I mean, that's provisionally a hit, but, you know, so far they've got seven wrong, so. Victoria Beckham will become pregnant with a long-awaited daughter, and Jordan will announce she's pregnant too. That has not happened. There will be a knife attack on a top celebrity. That has not happened. So we have at least 8 of their 10 which have not come true, which is the reverse of mine, and one that I'm just not really sure about because it's kind of vague. Sylvia Brown predicts the death of the president in office before the end of 2009. That has not happened. Predicts that the vice president who succeeds him will declare war on North Korea. That has not happened. And that the vice president in question will be assassinated sometime shortly thereafter. And that, of course, can't happen because, you know, the rest of the predictions haven't come true. So as usual, Sylvia Brown is kind of like 0 for 4. Why does this not surprise me? You know, if you look back at her past predictions, you know, 2007, 2008, most of these things are so vague that you could kind of spin it either way. And this is something I did talk about back in episode 11. But also, you know, the stuff that she is specific on, it never happens. She doesn't get anything really right. So, you know, again, she weasels her way out. I think of the major psychics, she is probably the least talented at doing what she does, which is pretty sad because I'm way more accurate than she is, and I'm not a psychic. I don't claim any kind of psychic ability. Here's the one, the street psychic. I've heard of him before. He predicted that 2009 will bring a financial upswing by May. You could argue that's kind of provisionally a hit. I mean, things did start to improve early in the year. We could call that a hit for him. Major volcanic eruptions in the spring. That did not happen. Governmental change in Mexico. Did not happen. U.S. East Coast tsunami. That did not happen. Cuba will be opened up to tourism and commerce. Well, you know, Cuba has been open for tourism and commerce for a long time now. So nothing will change in Cuba. Well, that's a prediction. New breakthroughs in medicine for incurable diseases. That's pretty darn vague. So we could call that a provisional hit. And the proof of a second gunman in the Kennedy assassination, that has not happened. So he's got maybe one provisional hit, maybe 2 out of 6. So that's not very good either. The psychic detective. He predicted that, discovered in January of 2009 that a shipwrecked boat containing smuggled immigrants in Alaska is responsible for mysterious body parts washing ashore. That has not happened. Food shortages continue. India and China both see rationing of rice and other foods towards the start of 2009. Don't know about that. It sounds like he already knew that something like that was going on. More Earth-like planets are found in 2008 and 2009. I'm mentioning this because it's the most recent one he has. That's true. So that's a hit on him. But that was actually predicted by the scientists as far back as 2007. Obama-McCain presidential race will be a very close one, similar to Gore Bush. But Obama would win by a very narrow margin. No, as we saw, Obama won quite decisively by several hundred electoral votes. So that, I mean, it wasn't even close. Whether a natural disasters take world stage in 2009, major earthquake in 2009 in Mexico kills thousands? Nope. There are, of course, earthquakes in Mexico every year. But the death toll for these earthquakes has not been in the thousands, so that's a miss. Major power outages, which is not remedied for several weeks in Russia. That did not happen. There was a major power outage in Russia back in 2007, which is probably where he got the idea to predict this one for 2009. There may be military action in Ukraine at the start of February 2009. That has not happened. So it looks like he doesn't have a very good track record either. He had one strong hit, but again, that was one actually very similar to mine that was being talked about in the media for at least a year before he made the prediction. He had two provisional hits, and then the last five were all misses. And that, of course, is a very, very common thing in looking over these psychic predictions that, you know, a lot of them, when they make these so-called predictions, are looking at the newspaper, looking at things that have just happened. You know, current events usually figure in very heavily to these things. And I see this as kind of a general tendency across the board with all of these so-called psychics. They're trying to claim, you know, these predictions based on these current events. So they'll kind of extrapolate and say, okay, well, this is going to happen again sometime. And, you know, usually for a year or two later. And things don't really ever happen like that exactly in accordance to the way they've happened before. So what does this tell you? I mean, this tells you that these so-called psychics are essentially making guesses. And that they know that they're not making actual psychic predictions. That they're actually just making educated guesses. Much in the same way that my psychic predictions have been educated guesses. But it's amazing to me that, you know, you have all these previous psychics. You're looking at, you know, like 0 for 4. None of them right for Sylvia Brown. You have maybe 1 or 2 right out of 5 or 6 for everyone else. And I've got 8 out of 10. So what does that tell you? You know, I think the lesson that people should take away from this is that if you're going to make psychic predictions, get the atheist skeptic to do it. Because maybe that atheist skeptic is going to be a little bit more savvy about how they do their predictions. Now, of course, you can't ever claim that I am any kind of a psychic at all. I'm not. And I don't claim to be. It consists of is paying attention. Paying attention to trends, paying attention to current events. And if you do these things, you can make educated guesses. And you can even be fairly specific about the things that you're predicting without having to get them exactly right. So if anybody else has any psychics that they want me to go over their predictions and so forth, I'd be happy to do that. I just kind of took the top few results. I looked in Google under psychic predictions for 2009 and just picked a few out, kind of not at random, but kind of just picked the top ones out so I could kind of get a kind of a cross-section of what was being predicted for 2009. A lot of the psychic websites are updated so often, though, that you have to be very careful. So one of the things that I've been doing when I go over these psychic predictions results, like I said, the psychics love to trump up the results that they get, that they say they get right. And they'll go in and they will edit their predictions. And this especially happens online. So I go to archive.org and use the Internet Wayback Machine to go back to a previous version of the page. And you can usually see that they have edited the prediction somewhat to more match what has happened. Now, I don't do that. I mean, I actually went back to my original prediction and just, you know, cut and pasted it from Tom Harris USA episode 11. So there's no chance of having these things altered. Which is a state of affairs that you're not going to find with an internet psychic or with a television psychic. You know, they don't like to go back and revisit their predictions because they know that they're going to get the vast majority of them wrong. And the ones they get right are typically going to be ones that are very, very vague or sort of educated guesses following the trends that are going on at the time they make the prediction. Anyway, if there's any particular psychics you'd like me to go back and investigate, let me know. As always, I love feedback for the show. I love hearing from you. The email address for the show is tom@tomharrisusa.com. Next time I'm going to talk about my best friends coming to visit and talk about New Year's Eve and all that fun stuff. And tonight Pete and I are going to go have New Year's Eve with my best friend Paul and his wife, and that ought to be fun. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and wrap up the show. I'm running out of time. So from Tom at Tom Harris USA, have a very safe and happy New Year's Eve. Don't get too drunk and don't get in any accidents because I do value each and every one of my listeners. So anyway, I'll see you next year. This is Tom at Tom Harris USA signing off. Happy 2010.